请我们大家继续站立，低头默祷。
Let us remain standing and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢您带领感动我们一起聚集在这里。
We thank you for touching every one of us to gather here together.
我们赞美您您将你的伟大的全能以及你伟大的神性在我们人的生活当中来表明出来。
And we praise you for in our daily lives we can witness your power and your divine character.
敬拜神是一件落伍迷信的事情吗？
To believe in God, we ask, could it be something that is superstitious?
或敬拜神只是一个精神的寄托而已吗？
Or is coming to believe in God is only a mere reliance that we have a reliance of our spirit?
或者敬拜神它是人的生活当中一项不可缺少的项目？
Or we feel that to worship God is something we cannot lack in our lives?
这个关键就在于神是否存在。
The critical point is whether or not God really does exist or not.
天父真神，我们相信你爱我们，你存在。
Heavenly Father, we believe you and we know that you truly exist.
所以仆人今天晚上借着在信仰的追求的认识以及体验，在这里要跟大家一起来分享。
Therefore, your servant tonight will share and with everyone the experiences and the witnesses we have in life.
有限的人实在没有办法100%的来证明伟大无限的神您的存在。
As a human being who is a limited being, it is very difficult to understand God who is without any limits.
所以我们恳求您将自己来向我们显明。
Therefore, we ask you, Lord God, that you show yourself to us.
能够认识敬拜天地的主宰独一的真神，这就是聪明，这就是智慧。
That if we can understand and come to worship the God that created this heaven and earth, then this would be our wisdom and understanding.
能够认识天地的主宰独一的真神，这就是平安，这就是喜乐。
And to know the one true God, the creator of this universe, we will have peace and we shall receive joy.
所以我们将今天晚上的布道聚会交在您的手中。
Therefore, we'd like to entrust tonight's service unto your hands.
愿你的圣灵来运行感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit move among us and touch us.
也恳求您赐给我们一个安静谦卑的心。
May you also grant us a peaceful and quiet heart.
让您来进入我们的内心里头。
That you may be able to enter into our hearts.
让我们能够认识您，体验您。
So that we can truly know you and experience you.
主啊，我们也恳求您，你的恩惠，你的慈爱，充满在我们在场的每一个人的生活里头。
Now we also ask you for your blessings and grace to be filled in every one of our lives.
主啊，我们这样子向您恳切祷告，愿您垂听成全。
Lord, we offer this sincere prayer to you. May you listen to our requests.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
And may all glory and honor and praise be unto you.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们邀请黄世明传道来做见证之前，我们先邀请河湾教会儿童诗班来献诗，一起赞美神。
Prior to the sermon tonight, I'd like to invite the children's choir of Irvine to praise the Lord. We give thanks to God and we have just heard the wonderful praises from the little kids.
小弟现在奉主耶稣的圣名在这里为主耶稣做见证。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I here bear witness for the Lord.
有人说宗教它是一种吗啡。
Some people say that religion it is some sort of morphine.
它会让你的心麻痹。
It will cause our heart to get numb.
它让你感觉很好，但事实上神真的是不存在的。
It will allow us to feel very good, and yet, God really does not exist.
有人说，神只是心里给人心里的一根拐杖而已。
Some say that God is only but a staff or a crutch that's in your heart.
他说人一厢情愿呢，有一个盼望。
And that human beings, they have this tendency.
那个盼望得到回应的时候呢，你就反射到神的身上。
And or if their hopes are fulfilled, this hope is reflected upon God.
所以神是不存在的。
Therefore, they say God does not exist.
神到底存不存在呢
？So whether God exists or not.
小弟我们跟大家一起来分享四点来证明神的确存在。
I'd like to share four points with you to tell you and prove to you that God really does exist.
我们从创造的观点来证明。
From the creation, we can prove this.
我们来从设计的观点来证明。
Also from the point of view of design.
从人心来看。
From the perspective of our hearts.
从神迹来证明神的存在。
And also from miracles, we can prove that
God exists. 我们盼望在这样的分享之后，我们每个人都能够认识有一位天上的真神。
We hope that through the sharing of tonight, we can all understand and come to know the true God.
能够接受真神做你生命的指引。
That we can all accept the true God to be the guidance of our life.
我们来看创世纪第一章第一节。我们来看第一点。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
The book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
请读。
Chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
我们知道圣经这句话是写在3400年前。
And we know that this verse of the Bible is recorded or written 3,400 years ago.
是神感动摩西，让他写出来。起初神创造天地。
That God inspired Moses to write this, that in the beginning God created heavens and the earth.
在这个时候没有达尔文。
At this time, there's no Darwin.
在这个时候也没有这个大爆炸的理论。
At this time, there is no theory of the Big Bang.
在几千年前，没有一部书跟我们讲这个天地是怎么来的。
A few thousand years ago, there is not a book that would tell us how this heavens and earth come about.
所以很多人读到圣经这句话的时候非常感动。
Therefore, many people, as I read this, they are all very touched.
他说起初神创造天地。
Since in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth.
起初就是时间的开始。
In the beginning, it is the beginning of time.
天地就是一个空间。
And heavens and earth, this is a space.
所以时间跟空间在起初神为我们创造。
Therefore, God, in the very beginning, created a time and a space for us.
我们来分析一下这句话。
And if we were trying to analyze this,
那这句话跟我们讲至少两点。如果这两点都能够证明成立的话呢，就证明神是存在的。
And this verse talks about two points. If we can prove to you these two points, that would mean that God truly exists.
那第一个，他跟我们讲宇宙有一个开始。
First of all, it tells us that there is a beginning of this universe.
天地有一个开始。
There is a beginning that started this heaven and the earth.
等一下我们来检视这句话是不是真的。
And so we're going to explore to see if this statement is true.
那第二点，它告诉我们呢，所有有开始的东西呢，有一个并哦，让它 cause it 哦，让它可以开始哦。
And so, whatever that exists, in the beginning, there's a being that caused it to exist.
那我们来检视这句话是不是真的。
So we'd like to also explore whether that statement is true.
如果这两句话都是真的。
And if these two statements are true,
宇宙有一个开始。
Then there's a beginning of this universe.
所有有时间开始，有开始的时间开始的东西呢，都有一个being让它都有一个因素让它来造成。
And so, whatever that has a beginning, there's a being that caused this to happen.
那么把这两点加起来，唯一的结论就是，神就是那一个第一因来创造这个宇宙的那一个 being 啊。
And so then, if we were to add up these two statements, then we know in the beginning there's this God the being that caused things to happen.
而是我们由创世纪第一章第一节来检视这个宇宙有没有一个开始。
And so in Genesis chapter 1, here chapter 1 verse 1 ask whether or not there's a beginning of this universe.
如果你问现在的科学家，大部分的人都相信宇宙有一个开始。
If we ask the scientists today, everyone believes that there's a beginning of this universe.
他们说这个宇宙的开始呢，是在一种很突然的、很剧烈的一种情况下产生延伸出来的。
And they said that the beginning of the universe happens in a very sudden and very explosive state.
就是现在科学家所谓的大爆炸理论。
That is why there's a theory of the Big Bang.
那因为有人要推翻这个想法因为如果宇宙有如果这个天地有个开始的话呢，那么你这样证明到最后会证明到神的存在，所以有人就提出不同的看法。
And since this theory will eventually prove that there is someone that caused this, therefore there's other people came up with other theories.
他们说宇宙是永恒的，天地是永恒的。
And they said that the universe is everlasting, that the heaven and the earth will last forever.
如果天地是永恒的，那么这个会违反热学第二定律。
And if this is true that it will last forever, this will violate the second law of thermodynamics.
热学的第二定律就是说宇宙当中的能源都渐渐的在消耗当中。
And the second law of thermodynamics talks about the energy in this universe will gradually decrease.
我们不要谈到宇宙了我们说天地好了。
Let's not talk about the universe. Let's just talk about the heavens and the earth.
天跟地是永远存在的吗？
Does the heaven and the earth does it last forever?
假设它是永远存在的。
If we assume that they do exist forever,
永远存在就是一条线，你往右边走也是永远的，往左边走也是永远的，过去是永远的，未来也是永远的。
If it is everlasting, then if it's on a single line, then if you go left or go right, it will extend forever.
那我们知道现在地球它的速度在旋转的自转的时候呢，其实我们都知道每一年我们都要调秒钟。时间要调准，因为地球在自转的速度呢，随着时间的增加有减慢的趋势。
And so we know the self-rotation of Earth, gradually with the passing of time, is slowing down. Therefore, every year we need to adjust seconds.
如果这个宇宙的存在是永恒的，那么只有几个可能，就是以前的地球转到人类不能居住，所以慢慢减。就是减短呢、就是速度减慢到现在我们可以居住的这样子一个原因吗？
And if that were true, then once in a very long distant past, the earth must be spinning really fast and then it gradually slow until the point where a human being can exist on this planet. Could that be possible?
或者是我们现在一直如果现在一直减慢，如果过去往右边走，未来那么如果它是永恒的，为什么它会一直的慢呢？这告诉我们说有一天继续慢下去的时候呢，它会停止不可能一直永恒的下去啊。
And if it were to extend forever, one day it will slow down to the point that it will stop. And so that could not be possible.
那么地是永恒的吗？
So is earth everlasting?
如果这个地上的这些东西是永恒的，那个石油就不会一直涨价了啦。
And if the things on earth is everlasting, then the oil prices will not keep on going up.
那个铜就不会涨价了，这个大地的资源都渐渐的在消耗当中。
Then other metals will not continue to rise in value because all of the resources on earth is disappearing.
所以我们就知道说这个天地宇宙是永恒这样的一个定律呢，在我们观察当中，热学原理当中，它是不存在的。
And so to say that heaven and earth will last forever under the laws of thermodynamics or even our observation proves that to be false.
所以科学家告诉我们，这个宇宙有个开始，起初神创造天地，神创造天地有一个开始的时间。
Therefore, science tells us that there in the beginning there is something that started this whole thing. There's that beginning.
那我们再来检视第二句话。
And then the second statement.
从第一章第一节我们会知道一个有开始的东西呢必定有一个病让它产生让它开始。
And so, to have something to start, to have a beginning, there must be a being that caused it to happen.
这个是我们在现在我们在自然界当中都可以观察得出来的。
And this is something we can observe in this natural world.
这个花能够插得这么漂亮。
And that the flower can be so beautiful.
一定有个病为了一个原因 啊，把它插得这么漂亮。
There must be a certain bin, for a certain reason that will arrange the flower such a way.
这栋建筑这么好看。
That this building is very good.
它建造有个开始的时间。
That then there is a beginning of its creation.
它被建造有一个目的，有个原因，是一个建造的病啊。
It's been built for a reason. It was built up by certain beings.
这样看起来，从创世纪第一章第一节呢，我们会知道前面两个这样的一个事实没有办法打倒。
Therefore, in the book of Genesis, we see that there's two facts here that could not be defeated.
那所以啊，从第一跟第二，我们的结论就是，那么起初神啊，这个宇宙啊是有个开始的，那么是神啊让他。这个成为他宇宙开始的第一个原因。
Therefore, we know then there is a beginning of this existence, and it is God who caused the beginning to happen.
所以由创造这件事情呢，我们证明神的确是存在的。
Therefore, from the cause of creation, we know God exists.
那么有人就问一个问题了。
And then people may ask this:
如果每一样事情都有一个第一因的，都有一个原因啊，来创造它。
If in everything there is this first cause, to cause things to have things happen.
那么是神啊，是什么原因来创造神的呢？神又是谁创造的呢？神的第一因又是什么呢
？Then what caused God to exist? What is the reason that God existed?
但是啊，问这个问题的人啊，可能忘了检视我们刚刚所谈前面那两点。我们前面两点的第二点是说，当有一个时间开始的啊那个东西啊，它一定有一个被创造的原因。
And so, if we talk about this, we cannot forget that only the things that has a beginning needs a cause.
但是神没有开始。
But however, to God, there is no beginning.
他是永远的存在。
He is everlasting.
所以这是我们来说，真的有一个神因为从创造当中呢证明有神的存在。
And so here from the point of creation, we understand that God exists.
所以我很喜欢这句话，第一因哦 ，first cause. So, 神创造是有原因的。
So I really like this the phrase first cause that God's created things for a reason, for a cause.
有一个中学生问他妈妈，因为这个中学生最近来教会慕道。
And so there's a middle school, high school. Student who asked the mother because he came to the church to seek the truth.
他说：“妈妈，我们在学校读进化论呢。”
And he asked that mom, we're studying, evolution in
什么东西都是单细胞来的，都是借着激励，借着这种偶然产生的。
Everything comes from this one cell organism, and it is by chances and or probabilities that things come about.
教会告诉我们说万物是神创造的。
However, the church taught us that everything are created by God.
他说：“妈妈，我应该相信哪一种理论？”
So he asked the mother, "What should he? Which should he believe?"
那妈妈就来问教会的工人呢。
And so the mother came to ask the worker in the church.
我们换一张经文给他看哦。
And that we turn to a Bible verse.
我们看诗篇139篇。
Let us turn to the book of Psalms, number 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalms, number 139.
139篇的13节、14节。
Number 139, verses 13 and 14.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的数节。我在暗中受造，在深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐瞒。请读。
Verse 13, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
提到说我们的身体是神造的。
Here says our body, this is created by God.
它是非常奇妙可畏的。
It is very miraculous and very fearsome.
那因为我们相信的是创造论。
Because we believe in creationism,
所以我们知道我们的存在是有第一因的，是有一个因素的，是有个原因的。
Therefore, we know that our existence there is the first cause. We exist for a reason.
我们看十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
你的存在有神的 thought, 有神的意念，有神的意义在你生命当中。
Our existence has the thought of God, has the meaning behind it, that is from God.
如果人类的存在创造它是偶然的，没有一个原来的第一因。
If our existence is just by an accident, there is no first cause.
人常常不晓得为什么我来到这个人间，我是偶然来这个人间的。
Then oftentimes human beings could not understand why they are here because they're just here by accident.
我存在是没有意义的，因为这是激励产生的。
Our existence has no meaning because it is only but a mere probability.
这样人遇到困难的时候，受苦的时候，他真的不晓得怎么去寻找意义呢。
And so if people are to face with difficulties, they do not know how to find meaning in life.
昨天晚上我们去 Irvine 大学布道。
And yesterday we went to the Irvine campus to have an evangelical service.
有一个弟兄在分享，他也是研究生啊，他说Irvine 大学这几天啊，有个研究生自杀身亡。
There's a graduate student, a brother who is sharing that there's another graduate student who committed suicide.
他说可能是学业压力太大了，或者是学校最近这个对外籍生的这个收费很高了。
Perhaps it was a pressure from schoolwork or the tuition has gone too high.
真的，当人在受苦的时候，你找不到自己存在的意义，没有一个原因。
So when a person is faced with difficulty and when they cannot find a reason to exist,
他活不下去了。
And they no longer can live.
昨天晚上我们跟同学分享一个故事。
And last night we shared a story with the friends.
在上一次的这个NATS 成人神训班呢。
In the NATS, the National Adult Theological Seminar,
有一个姐妹从达拉斯来参加。
There's a sister from Dallas who came to attend.
因为她本来脑部有个瘤回台湾动手术
Because she had tumor in her brain, her head, so she had an operation in Taiwan.
把手术拿掉之后，那个刀动到她的颜面神经
Because of the operation, her facial nerves was damaged.
所以她来到教会，你看她。整个人哦，长得很不好看，她整个嘴巴都歪一边了。
And so we see her that she is her face is quite distorted. Her entire face is twisted to one side.
但是很奇妙的哦，她还上台做见证。
So miraculously, she went up to the pulpit to testify.
她说像她这样的人哦，很多人都是躲在房间里面不敢出门的。
She said many people like her, they will hide themselves, within their own homes, so they dare not go out.
很多人都需要去看心理医生的。
And many people like her will have to go to see a psychiatrist.
但是她知道她存在的意义。
But she understands the meaning of her existence.
圣经上跟她讲她是神的一个宝贝。
The Bible tells her that she is precious to God.
圣经上跟她讲她存在不是没有目的的，神将那意念何其的多。
The Bible tells her that her existence is with meaning, that God has thoughts for her.
圣经跟他讲万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处。
And Bible tells us that all things work together for the ones who love God.
所以他感谢神的所有的一切。
Therefore, she gives thanks for what God has given her.
所以感谢神，因为有创造，我们知道神是那个创造者，所以用创造来证明有神的存在。
And so we know through the creation of God that there's existence.
创造就是第一因就是神哦。
And for the first cause, is God.
我们再来看看从这个神的设计来证明有神的存在。
And further, let us study from the design of God. We can prove that God exists.
我们来看罗马书的第一章二十节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20.
罗马书第一章二十节。
Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20.
一章二十节，二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
请你读。
Chapter 1, verse 20.For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
好，我们到这里，阿门。好，这边提到说呢，虽然人看不到神呢。
Here says, even though man cannot see God.
但是从创天地以来，神的永能跟神性是明明可以知道的。
But from the creation,we can see his divine character and qualities.
因为借着所造之物就可以晓得。
Because through his, the things that he has created, we will know.
叫人没有办法推诿，没有办法说神不存在啊。
That we are without any excuse to say that God does not exist.
所以从这句话我们可以来说一个 statement 说一个事实说一句话 您看成不成立
And so let us make a statement to see whether this will stand.
就是所有的设计成果呢 暗示设计者的存在
That is the result of a design implies the existence of the designer.
这一节告诉我们说你从神的创造 你可以告诉你有一个创造者的存在
And so from the creation of God one will be able to tell the existence of the creator.
我想这句话应该是放诸天下皆准的
I believe that this is something everyone in this world will believe.
你看到一个表, 你知道这个表有一个表匠在的一个制造。
And we, if we see a watch, and we know someone made that watch.
你看到一个房子, 你知道有一个建筑师。
And we see a building exists because there's that architect.
你看到一个画画, 你知道这个是有一个画家画的。
And we see there's a painting, we know a painter painted it.
你看到一本书, 知道有位作者。
And we read a book, we know there is an author.
所以你看到他创造的东西, 你就 知道他有一个创造者
So we see that something was created or made Then there is a maker or creator
如果你对这个statement没有疑问
And if we had no question regarding the statement
我们再来看另外一个statement
Let us turn to another statement
那么这个宇宙是一个伟大的创造
This universe is a wonderful great creation
我们来看真言不是我们来看耶伯记
If we turn to the book of Job
37章
Chapter 37.
您会不会认为宇宙是一个伟大的创造呢?
Do you feel that this universe is a wonderful creation?
我们看, 耶伯记37章,
The book of Job, chapter 37.
我们看14节到16节,
verses 14 to 16.
耶伯记37章14节到16节,
Job chapter 37, verse 14 to 16.
耶伯啊, 你要听, 要站立思想神奇妙的作为, 15节,
15.
神如何吩咐这些, 如何使云中的电光照耀, 你知道吗? 16节,
16.
云彩如何呼于空中, 那知识全备者的奇妙作为, 你知道吗? 耶伯一个人在问耶伯一件事情, 你知道这个全备者奇妙的作为, 这些事情你知道吗?
And so someone posted this question to Job that do you, can you understand the wonders of God?
诸位, 这个耶伯记的37章、38章、39章啊, 在谈到神很多的design 神很多的创造跟设计
And in Job chapter 37 to 39 it describes many of the designs of God
你知道有人说耶伯记啊 是实际上跟创世纪差不多同时代的书籍 也是3400年前的书了
And some people would say that the book of Job is about the same time as what was written about the same time as the book of Genesis which is 3400 years ago
诸位如果你有机会把38章读一读啊 里面谈到我们现在 了解的, 当时耶伯记就把它写出来了。
And if we were to read chapter 38, then we can see that we what we understand in the present day has already been written down in Job's time.
3400年前就告诉我们说, 日太阳是不会动的。
3400 years ago, it tells us that sun does not move.
我们来看38章的12节。
Chapter 38, verse 12.
38章12节。
Chapter 38, verse
12. 你自赐生成命定成光, 使清晨的日光知道本位, 13节。
13.
叫这光谱照地的四极, 将恶人从其中逐出来吗? 14节。
14.
因这光, 地面改变如泥上印印, 万物必出现如同衣服一样哦 这边提到说这个光出现好像泥在印印一样的 而且这个光知道自己的本位
And here says that the light knows its own origin And that the earth is like clay under a seal
以前那个他们泥上印印哦 那是一个有一个轴啊 那刻东西啊 那用泥板绕着那个轴在印印的
So as before in the ancient time when they have a When they have a mold, they have an axle, and then they put a shape on the axle, and they would point out a pattern.
告诉我们太阳它是不动的.
It's to tell us that sun does not move.
这个到伽利略的时候才知道嘞.
And this only was understood at the time of Galileo.
在伽利略之前呢，我们都他们都说地球是这个呀，太阳是绕着地球在转的.
Before Galileo, people say that the sun is circling the earth.
这个里面呢实在是太丰富了。神说这个海水它冲出来的时候，神给它画个线，画个线，你知道吗？
And so it further says that the ocean,
这是在第十一节哦,
the ocean that as it cannot go beyond its boundary.
你看这个29节, 38章29节,
and chapter 38, verse 29.
冰出于谁的胎, 天上的霜是谁生的, 30节, 这个很多问题啊, 那个耶伯在耶伯记, 就是神问耶伯很多的问题, 你知道冰是出于谁的胎吗?
And so God asked Job many questions. Do you know out of whose womb comes the ice?
霜是谁生的呢?
And so who gives birth to the frost?
你如果仔细读啊, 读到这个神实在是用很多问题问到耶伯没有话讲, 神实在是一个太奇妙的创造者了, 太奇妙的设计者了。
And so God asked Job so many questions, and he could not answer because God is such a great designer and creator.
我们再看38章的32节,
verse 32.
你能按时领出12宫吗? 能引北斗而随他的重心吗? 第33节, 你知道天的定力吗? 这是耶伯就跟我们讲天有个定力。
And here we know that there's law in the heavens.
今天我们的科学家就在研究这个天的定力。
And today the scientists and physicists try to study the law of physics.
你知道我们现在把那个一个很大的望远镜送到太空去看星星啊。
And now there's this great telescope in orbit watching the stars.
小弟最近到那个五号公路那个Griffith
recently I went to Griffith Park.
有一个传道人来啊，不晓带他去哪里，只好带他去那里。
There's a pastor who came, don't know where to take him, so we took him there.
我看的实在是那个看那里，他们在介绍宇宙，实在是太外太空，实在是叹为观止。
So as we observe their shows, they introduce about to us about the universe, we can only be in awe.
我们的太阳系啊，我们这个银河系啊，那是一个在宇宙当中是一个小小的星团而已啦。
And our solar system, it is only but a very small system in this whole universe.
问题是看那个宇宙的银河啊，就像什么呢？ 小弟看那个影片的感觉，就好像什么，就好像你在飞机上哦，看LA的星空一样了。
And so if we take a look at a galaxy or the Milky Way, it seems that as if we're looking down upon the city of Los Angeles from top of the airplane.
那个这么一个大的城市，你要让车子运作，要很多的红绿灯。
Such a great city, in order for it to function. For the cars to work, and we need a lot of signal lights.
这么大的银河星团，他们都有自己的速度、自己的轨道，而且能够这么有秩序。
Such a great groups of stars, they can all have their own laws. They orbit in their own orbits.
不得不承认啊，这个神实在是这个宇宙是一个伟大的设计啊。So
we have to but admit that this universe is a very great design.
那我们再看近一点，看我们人类，看到神的爱，爱人类啊。
And so if we are to examine how God loves the human race.
你知道太阳跟地球啊，它的距离大概是9300万里啊。
And we know that the distance between the earth and the sun is
93 million. 如果这个距离再稍微近一点，我们就会被烧死了。
And if the distance is a little bit closer, we will be burned to death.
最近你到CNN.com, 你会看到这个 望远镜啊，照到太阳啊，原来太阳是一个火球啊。
And so if we look at, I guess, CNN, then we can see that they film the sun. The sun is a fireball.
他说最近那个太阳还会像我们最近不是冰岛有一个火山爆发吗？这个太阳那个火球啊，它也会那个火会爆发出来啊。And
so recently we know the Iceland has a volcano. Volcanic eruption and sun is the same, it erupts.
那我们说这个距离刚刚好，如果这个地球离太阳太近了，我们会被烧死；太远了，我们真的会冷死哦。
And if we are too close, well, the weather will be too hot, but if we are too far, then the weather will be too cold.
我们知道这个地球跟月亮相差23万里。
And so the distance between Earth and the Moon is about
2.3 million, huh?
Okay. 3 million.
啊，这个距离也是刚刚好。
And so this distance is also just right.
如果因为这个距离啊，让海水的涨潮退潮一日两天呢，两次。
And so that distance will cause the ocean to have two
那个太阳，有太阳。
Okay, two tides, high tides and low tides.
涨潮退潮，氧气可以进到海水里面去。
And because of the high tides and the low tides, therefore the oxygen can flow into the ocean.
如果月球近一点，引力太高了，这个海水把房屋都淹没了。
And if the Earth is the moon is too close, the tides will be so high.
如果月球远一点呢，那我们这个鱼都死掉了，因为没有涨潮退潮啊。
And if the moon is too far away, then there will be no high tide or low tides, and the fish will die.
我们知道这个。地球的直径，这个 size 刚刚好，这个大小刚刚好。
And we also know the
7900 mile 哦。
Yeah, the diameter of Earth is also just right.
因为这个直径啊，能够把这个空气吸住。如果太小了，我们就没有氧气了，空气就飘到太空去了。
And for with this diameter, it can maintain the atmosphere. If it's too small, then there will be no atmosphere.
所以诸位，我们如果一直在思想下去啊，再谈下去，我们发觉到真的，我们不得不承认这个宇宙。是一个伟大的创造。
So if we continue to think about this and talk about this, we can only but conclude that this universe is a great design.
如果你承认第一个所有的设计者设计暗示有一个设计者，那么第二个宇宙是一个伟大的设计。
And if we admit that there's in all designs there's a designer and that this universe is a great design,
那唯一的结论就是这个宇宙有一个伟大的设计者，那他就是神。
The only conclusion is that this universe has a great designer, and that is God.
这是我们可以谈到神从设计可以证明神的存在。
And so, from design perspective of design, we can understand that God exists.
诸位，真的有时候我们看到神的设计啊，真的很奇妙哦。
And so, if we examine the designs of God, it is quite mysterious
and wonderful. 很多人不相信神，所以说它是自然形成的。
Many people don't believe in God, so they say things form by itself.
有一次啊，牛顿啊，他设计一个模型啊，星星的模型啊。
And so one day, Newton,
太阳系的模型。
He made a solar system model.
有个朋友不信神呢、啊。
And so there's one of his friends, he does not believe in God.
进来就开始玩这个模型，哇，这个模型实在是太好了，谁造的
？And so he was playing with the model, and he was saying that this is a great model. Who built this?
他说这个是自然形成的啦，没有人造的啦。
So Newton said that this just formed out of thin air by itself. No one created it.
这个朋友说不可能啊。
And so the friend said that that's impossible.
牛顿就跟他讲说，你看我造了这个小小的模型，你就说有人创造。
And so Newton said to him that even such a small model, you say someone created it.
更何况你这个宇宙到底谁来创造呢
？What about this great universe? Who is a creator?
真的，神是一个伟大的创造者。
So God really is a great creator.
我们如果注意到啊，真的创造简单，这个同样创造的他如果。他的作品呢、啊，可以显示出那个创造者的品质了哦。
And so, from a person's creation, the quality of the creation, one can understand the quality of the creator.
我们知道海狸啊，也可以造水坝。
And so we know the sea otters, they can also build dams.
但是呢，长江三峡的水坝那是更壮观的。
But however, the dam in the gorge in China.It is even a greater scale.
那这个宇宙比那个长江三峡那个设计更何等的精密
？So compared to that dam, the China has built, how great the design of this universe is.
怪不得这个作者要讲说，你了解那个奇妙者、那个全备者的奇妙作为吗
？That is why the author would ask, can you understand the wonders of God?
我们再从第三点来看一看，从人心呢、啊？来证明呢，有神的一个存在。
And thirdly, from the perspective of a human heart, that is see whether God exists.
我们看罗马书的一章第十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节。
The book of Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
一章十九节。
Chapter 1 verse 19.
神的事，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他显明了。
Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
这个神的事啊，是可以显明在人心里面的。
The things that is pertaining to God, can be can be manifested or to be understood in the man's heart.
作为我们人类受造啊, 按照圣经啊, 神在人的, 亚当的鼻孔里面吹一口气。
And we are created according to the Bible when God breathed into the nostril of Adam.
那么人就成为有灵的活魂。
And then the human being becomes a living soul.
那这个有灵的活魂，因为那一口那个灵气啊， 他就懂得去找神来敬拜。
And because of that breath of spirit, we understand that we need to seek God and worship God.
圣经上谈到说，连婴孩啊， 他们也会歌颂神哦。
And the Bible says even the infants, they know how to praise God.
我们看马太福音21章16节， 这告诉我们人性啊， 有一个拜神的本能。
In Matthew chapter 21, he tells us that as a human being, we have this natural tendency to want to worship God.
我们看马太福音21章的16节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 26.
对他说，这些人21章16节。
21 verse 16.
对他说，这些人所说的，你听见了吗？ 耶稣说，是的，经上说，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全的赞美的话。 这么你们没有练过吗？
And do you hear that what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants? You have ordained praises.
这句话在谈什么？婴孩会赞美神。
And so this is talking about the infants that they praise the Lord.
原来人的心里面早就有神的存在。
For in the hearts of humankind, we already know the existence of God.
世界有很多民族啊, 很多古老的民族啊, 他们不一定拜到那个对的真神, 但是每个民族都在找神拜。
There are many ancient cultures in this on earth. They all try to seek a God to worship.
我们中国人说一大就是天啊, 哦。
And so
in天就是一大,
the Chinese character,
最大的,
the most great, that means the heaven.
那中国人说呢, 这个皇帝叫做天子。
And that we refer to the emperor as the son of the heavens.
每年一定时间他要在天坛祭天, 要拜天。
That every year he will have to go to the heavenly altar to sacrifice to God.
虽然不认识神是谁, 但是他知道有个神的观念, 有一个这个神就是最大的, 啊, 那个天啊, 啊, 那个是最大的。
They don't know which God, but they know there's a great God, that is the heavens, that they need to worship that God.
所以拜神是人的本性。
Therefore, to worship God is a nature tendency of man.
我们中文说穷则呼天，痛其呼娘，穷其呼天。
And so, there's a saying that if one is really poor, they'll cry out to the heavens.
痛了就呼娘咯。
And if they are painful, they will cry out to their mothers.
这个在我们这里的话就是 Oh my God, Oh my God 这种话了。
Probably
不信主的也是讲这样的话了。
Yeah, see, even those unbelievers, they will say Oh my God, even the unbelievers will call this out.
很奇妙呢, 人受造他就有这种本性。
And so this is quite miraculous that we are created and we have this tendency.
我们观察这个宇宙, 其实很多动物很聪明啊。
And there are many animals in this world that is quite smart.
最近我在网络上看到一则报道。
And on the internet, recently I read this report.
有人到澳洲啊, 他们去海里面啊, 啊, 看这个海豚啊。
Someone went to Australia to observe the dolphins.
那突然之间看到海豚跑得好快啊。
All of a sudden, they saw the whole bunch of dolphins run, swim really fast.
原来看到有一只杀人鲸在追海豚啊。
And that there's this shark pursuing after them.
你知道那个杀人鲸怎么吃到海豚的吗？
And so the killer whale, how does a killer whale catch the dolphin?
当它跑很快的时候呢, 看到有一只妈妈海豚为了保护那个孩子啊, 所以它游得比较慢啊。
And so there's a dolphin that in order to protect her child, she swam a little bit slow.
所以说这个杀人鲸啊，冲过去用它的鼻子啊， 把那个海豚往上一抛， 抛到好几尺高啊。
And so the killer whale then used the tip of his nose and will bounce off the dolphin up really high.
然后呢， 等它下来的时候呢， 它才冲上去啊， 然后撞断了那海豚的脊椎骨啊。
And so as it's about to fall, he The whale will leap out of the water and would break the bones of the dolphin.
我发觉到这个动物在真的智商很高了。
And so that this is quite smart. They're quite wise.
我以前跟大家分享过，你知道乌鸦怎么吃那的吗？怎么吃那个核桃吗
？So how did the ravens how do they eat a nut?
他们那个日本人做实验呢、啊，那个乌鸦吃核桃啊，他就故意那个把那个核桃啊。不是有电线吗？那是掉到电线那里，然后把它吊到那个马路上面了。
And so they made an experiment that they would hang walnuts on the, I guess on the electricity poles, and then it will fall onto the floor, the ground.
就掉到那里，然后呢，因为下面是马路嘛，车子就会把那个核桃碾过去、啊。
And because at the bottom, at the bottom of the road it is a road, so the cars will run through and crush the walnuts.
那他就回家来吃了。
And then the ravens will come and eat the walnut.
后来因为车子太多了，那个乌鸦更聪明。
And there are so many cars, and if, the ravens got even more smarter.
那个日本不是很多人行道吗？有斑马线吗
？In Japan, there is many sidewalks for the people to walk on.
就是大马路，马路有人行道嘛，吼。那所以呢，他就丢在那个人行道上面了。人走过去，之后呢，车子会过来。啊，等到人。那这样子他就有很多时间吃了嘛，因为车子遇到人，他要停啊，那乌鸦就来吃那个纳子了。
So they're quite smart that they would wait until the time for the when the people are crossing, that they would come and pick up the nut to eat.
很多动物都很聪明哎。
And so there are many animals that are quite
smart. 但是你从来没有看到一只猩猩在烧香拜拜或跪下祷告神的，没有啊。
But you never will see a chimpanzee that they will kneel down to pray or they will pray to God for something.
这种拜神的心哦，是用暴力、用手段你拿不掉的东西。
And this nature to worship God is something that cannot be taken away by violence or any other means.
你知道斯大林、列宁或是毛泽东想办法把神从人的心中夺走。
And so the communists tried to take away God from people's heart.
但是直到他们一开放的时候呢，你发现到什么东西呢？什么东西成长最快？就是那个宗教的行业成长最快。
But what do they discover that the only religion grows the fastest in their culture?
我几年前呢、啊，去北京一趟。
A few years ago, I went to China, Beijing.
那我一直印象停留在早期传道人说：“哦，以前那个、哦、他们很严呐、啊，那个你圣经不要带哦，会被抓到哦。”所以我那次哦，我连圣经都不敢带，连那个电脑里面有那个 Bible software 我都不敢带。
And so, so I was told that before you cannot bring Bibles into China, or so I didn't even bring Bible, or I deleted the software in my computer.
我竟发觉到根本哇，他们的关卡是全世界最快的关卡之一啊，根本不问你什么东西的，甚至他们的人都叫我们去，这是私下的了哦，在这里不要讲好了。总之呢，现在已经很多人在信耶稣了。
And so, what I wanted to say is that so many people in China, they believe in Jesus.
很多人在拜神呢。
Many people, they worship God.
这个东西你是拿不掉的。
This is something that one cannot, remove.
有的人说拜神是人啊，是人创造神，不是神创造人。
Many people claim that human beings created God, not God created human beings.
他说呢，因为啊，人呢、啊，为什么拜神呢？看到动物很害怕嘛，就开始拜动物嘛；看到雷电害怕嘛，就开始拜雷电嘛。
They say that people begin to worship God because they are afraid of animals and they worship animals as deities and they worship thunders or lightning as deities.
所以如果没有人，就没有神呐。
So if there's no man, then there will be no God.
其实不是这样子的。
But that's not true.
就好像你走在路上面哦。
Just as if we walking.
你看有个朋友，那个背景很像老李啊。很像你的老朋友啊。
And if in front of us we see someone who is an old friend.
你说哎，老李，老李，老李，叫他名字。
And we call up to you know that friend and we call him by name.
老李一回头。
And if he were to turn around.
他不是老李。
And he is not the friend that we thought.
你在叫他之前，其实你心中就已经认识这位老李了。
Before we call out that friend's name, we only know the friend.
现在只是你开始叫他而已啊，就是你要找他，所以你叫他老李。
But now we want to find him, therefore we call out his name.
所以在 没有，就是神早就存在我们心里面了，所以人去拜神不是因为环境的产物，是那个新的意念早就你就认识一位神的存在了。
That is to tell us that the reason why we want to look for God is because God already existed in our heart. That is why we're looking for.
拜神不只是人的本性，有时候人啊真的很热爱神的，念慕神的。
And in fact, to worship God is only a nature. Sometimes
not only,
it's not only just a nature, but we would long after and we want to pursue after God.
我们来看诗篇的七十三篇。
In Psalm number 73.
七十三篇，诗篇七十三篇
，Psalm number 73，
二十五节
，verse 25。
七十三篇二十五节
，73 verse 25。
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。请读。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you.
二十六节，我的肉体，我的心肠衰残，但神是我的心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。这边诗人谈到说谁他爱慕呢？
Here Psalmist was describing who does he long after.
没有其他的人。
There's no one else.
神是我所爱慕的。
But God himself.
我的肉体衰残，我的心灵衰残，但是神是我的力量。
Even though my flesh and my heart they fail, but God is my strength.
真的很奇妙，人有一个喜爱的时候呢，神就创造一个器官来满足他的 desire。
So this is miraculous that God created this vessel to fulfill His desire.
人有吃的喜爱，所以神创造个嘴巴让人家吃东西啊。
That we have the desire to eat, therefore we have a mouth so that we can eat.
人喜欢看好看的风景，所以神创造眼睛让人来看东西啊。
We like to look at beautiful scenery, therefore we have eyes so that we can see.
我们喜欢闻好闻的，所以神创造个鼻子啊。
We like to smell something that is of good aroma, therefore we have this nose.
人喜欢亲近神，所以神创造一个心呢。
Human beings like to draw near to God, therefore God made us a heart.
真的，有时候没有神哦，我们心中那个洞永远没有办法填满呢。
It's true that if there's no God, the hole in our heart cannot be filled.
所以从人心呢的需要来证明有神的存在。
Therefore, from the needs of a human heart.We know that God exists.
最后我们来看，从神迹可以证明神的存在。
And lastly, from miracles, we know that God exists.
好，我们来看我们来看约翰福音第三章。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章。
John chapter 3.
如果有神，那么一定会找到神的作为。
If there's God, then we can find the works.
你怎么知道恐龙存在呢？
How do we know that dinosaurs exist?
因为你看过恐龙的足迹，或者是有看过这个 internet 有这样的一个照片。
Because we have seen the footsteps or footprints of the dinosaurs, or we have seen the pictures of them.
你怎么知道神存在呢？
How do we know that God exists?
因为你在世上真的看到神的作为。
Because in this world, we truly can, we truly experience or have seen the works of God.
你看约翰福音三章的第二节
chapter 3 verse 2，
这是一个很聪明的人，他是犹太人的官呢。
And this is a smart person. He is the official of the Jewish.
第二节，这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”请读。
This person came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform."The miraculous signs that you're doing, if God were not with him.
如果神同在，如果有神，那么就有神的足迹就会出现。
And if God exists, if God abides, then there's evidence of God.
所以这个人认识啊，耶稣一定是从神来的。
So this person was sure that Jesus must come from God.
他行了很多的神迹啊。
Because Jesus performed many miracles.
今天在我们的教会里面有很多的神迹。
And today in our church there are many miracles.
这个证明神跟我们同在，神在我们的教会。
This proves that God is abiding with us, that God exists in His church.
我们看马可福音的十六章。
In the book of Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章的最后一节
，Chapter 16, the last verse，
十六章二十节
，Chapter 16, verse 20。
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿门。
Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed His work by the signs that accompanied it.
所以我们今天呢，传扬有神的道理。
Therefore, today we preach the truth that has God.
我们用创造来证明有神的存在。
We use creation to prove that God exists.
我们用设计来证明有神的存在。
We use design to prove that God exists.
我们说人心里面本来就有神。
We say that in our hearts, God already exists.
我们讲这个道理。
We say that about this truth.
如果你相信我们所传的福音，
If you believe in the truth that we preach,
你用心想要跟这位神来接触，
If you want to draw close to this God who exists,
你用心灵跟诚实来拜他，
If you worship this God with truth and spirit,
那么神迹就会发生，
The miracle will happen.
这来证明我们所传的道，
To prove the truth that we preach.
诸位，这耶稣教会神迹很多，在外面有一本杂志叫做《圣灵月刊》。
And we have many miracles and signs, and we also have a periodical that is called the Holy Spirit Monthly.
每个月都有不同的见证，谈到神的作为。
Every month, you will have testimonies regarding the works of God.
所以这些都要证明神就在我们当中，他是存在的。
So this proves that God is among us, that He exists.
去年我去小弟去到 Vancouver, 到温哥华的时候啊。
Last year, as I went to Vancouver,
我听到有姐妹在做见证。
And there's a sister who was testifying.
她是从纽西兰还是 Australia 那边搬过的，嫁到这个温哥华的。
And she was originally in New Zealand or Australia, but then she got married, so she moved to Vancouver.
她妈妈是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Her mother was a member of the True Jesus Church.
但是他妈妈因为后来在婚姻上有挫折啊，后来就嫁给没有信耶稣的人。
But because of marital issues, thereon her mother got remarried to someone who is a non-member.
所以他妈妈的孩子通通不认识耶稣啊。
And so the children, later on, her siblings, step siblings, they don't know Jesus.
当他们移民到一个新的国度的时候，他们本来住在台湾。
At first, they were living in Taiwan, but as they move into this new environment,
妈妈邀请女儿到教会经历神呢。
The mother invited a daughter to go to church to experience God.
她很 innocent 的就坐在后面。
And so she was quite innocent, and she sat in the back.
她就跟神祷这样祷告啊。
And she prayed to God.
就说神啊，如果你存在
，said that God, if you do exist,
让我看看你呀、
啊、，let me see you,
让我经历你呀、啊、
，let me experience you,
真的很奇妙呢。
And so quite,
神就从那里走出来啊
，and God appeared from the pulpit,
走到他椅子的前面呢
，he walked up to her,
跟他讲话
，and talked to her,
但是我就觉得哇，神怎么可以这样爱人呢？就是让他经历到神的存在
，and so God really loves us so much that He will allow us to experience His existence.
诸位，今天一定有一个朋友带你来。
And today, perhaps,
我想啊、哦、
I believe that you're probably brought by your friend.
你应该问问你旁边那个人，带你来那个人。
You have to ask your friend.
你身上有没有神的作为？
That do you have the works of God on you?
我们真耶稣教会太多人经历到神迹了、哦。
For in our church, so many people they have experienced miracles.
所以神真的存在、啊。
That God truly exists.
所以愿主耶稣感动你、啊。
And so may the Lord God move you.
我们最后来看一个经文、哦。
And lastly, let's turn to this one
verse. 为什么你需要知道神真的存在呢
？Why do you need to know that God exists?
我们看耶伯记二十二章。
In Job chapter 22.
耶伯记二十二章
Job chapter 22
二十二章
chapter 22
二十一节
verse 21
你要认识神就得平安福气也必临到你请读
Submit to God and be at peace with him in this way prosperity will come to you
Submit to God my translation said know God 如果你认识神，就必得平安。
And if we know God, in another translation, that we will have peace.
那么福气也要临到你。
Then prosperity, or blessings will come to us.
所以宗教不是一种吗啡啊。
Therefore, religion is not just, similar to morphine.
It's not. 这是亵渎神的话。
It is not. This is, quite blasphemous.
神真的存在。
Because God really exists.
他跟你有绝对的关系。
He has to do with us.
因为他原来是我们的父。
Because He is our Father.
我们盼望借着今天晚上的探讨，你能够认识神真的存在。
We hope that through the study of tonight, that you can understand that God exists.
你愿意亲近他。
And that you will be willing to
draw near to Him. 平安福气就必临到你的家。
And then blessings and peace will be coming to you.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
313首。
313
你问一个问题
If you were to ask a question
如果神真的存在
Does God exist?
你可不可以现在就证明给我看
that if that God does exist, can you prove it to me?
诸位朋友是可以的。
Dear friends, I can do that.
当我们一起祷告的时候，
as we kneel down and pray together,
我们当中有很多弟兄姐妹有神的灵住在他们里面。
Among us, brothers and sisters, they have the Spirit of God inside of them.
他们祷告就说起奇异的舌音。
And as they pray, they will speak in tongues.
我们在我们当中就好像有一阵大风吹过一样。
And among us, it will be it seems as there's a great wind that is blown.
所以很多人身体就开始震动，就好像风吹过树叶一样。
That's blown through us, that our body will begin to move just like as the wind blows on the leaves.
最后我们祷告结束，我按一个铃。
And at the end, as we conclude, I will ring the bell.
大家都一起结束。
And everyone will conclude together.
这个是很奇妙的体验哦。
This is a very miraculous experience.
这就印证圣经跟我们同在 ，abide with us.
This is to prove that God abides with us.
神的灵不会 possess people， 不会控制一个人。
That the Spirit of God will not possess or control a person.
我在尔湾，昨天在尔湾大学的时候，有一个朋友他这样讲。
And last night, as I was in the Irvine campus, a friend was saying this.
他说以前参加的教会啊，他们只有两三个会说方言。
And that the church they attended before, only two or three can speak in tongues.
他们那一讲方言都讲不停，没有办法停止。
And when they speak in tongues, they could not stop.
我们就跟他讲哦，真的神的灵同在哦，是 abide， 就好像我们站在一起，我是跟你同在，我没有站住你。
And so the Spirit of God abides with us just as we stand abiding with each other, that the Spirit of God does not possess or control you.
所以在祷告当中你还在。
So as we pray, we exist.
所以你还在，你就听得到这个声音。
So as we exist, we can hear this bell.
那你就会停止。
Then we will stop.
这才是神的灵啊。
This is the Spirit of God.
我们来看使徒行传第二章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 2.
这边提到说第一节五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。
Verse 1 says that the Pentecost, that the disciples gather in one place.
突然从天上有响声下来啊。
And then there's great noise coming from above.
好像大风吹过一样。
Just like the wind blow among them.
充满他们所住的屋子里面。
It fill up the house where they stay.
等一下祷告的情形就是这个样子。
And this is how we pray.
你会听到一个很大的声响。
We will hear this great loud sound.
如果第一次来你还会吓一跳。
And if you're the first time comer, you'll probably be surprised.
你会看到大家身体会震动。
You see that everyone's moving a little bit.
好像大风吹过一样。
Just like the wind has blown through.
第三节。
And verse
3, 又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And the tongues of fire separated came and rest upon each of them.
得到圣灵是火热的。
And to receive Holy Spirit will feel.
所以每个得到圣灵的人啊，刚开始的时候啊，他都会很会流汗。
And so those people receive Holy Spirit, they will perspire and they will feel very hot.
如果你感觉到有人啊，祷告的时候感觉到有个灵从上面上来，感到冷，那是不对的灵。
And if you feel that when you pray there is this coldness coming up, then that is not the right spirit.
在我们当中没有那种世界的灵啊。
There is not that kind of spirit amongst us.
第四节。
Verse 4,
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。别国的话来，原文叫做 glossolalia， 就是世上所听不懂的言语。
And they speak in other tongues. This is tongues that cannot be understood.
这个是一个历史的事件。
And so this is a historical recording.
这是神给人得圣灵的一个现象。
This is a phenomenon when God, the Spirit of God was descended upon man.
这个现象下来的时候有两种反应。
And so then there's two kind of reactions.
第五节
Verse 5.
那些虔诚的犹太人
The God-fearing Jews.
他们第十一节哦
Verse 11.
他们都听见他们用我们的乡谈在述说神的大作为。
And that they could hear that they're praising God, using their own language.
这个海外的是一个国家来的啊，海外游侨。
And so this, many Jews coming from all over the places.
但是他们都听到自己怎么听到自己故乡的话呢？
But they could understand that these people are praising God in their own language.
大家都在祷告，很吵的。
They're all praying that it is quite noisy.
只有个可能。
There's only one possibility.
神打开他们的耳朵。
God opened up their ears.
听成自己故乡的话。
They can hear that this is their own tongue.
这个在我们的教会常常有有时候有这样的经验。
And this always happens, often happens in our church.
就是神打开人的耳朵，听到他自己国家的语文。
That is God will open up our ear that we can understand it in our own language.
十三节另外一种人。
And then there's other type of people in verse 13.
他们还有人讥笑他说，他们无非是新酒灌满了。
And verse 13 said that they had too much wine.
大部分的人都以为他们是新酒灌满了。
There are many people thought that these disciples are filled with wine.
为什么会祷告身体动来动去的，嘴巴讲一些听不懂的话呢
？How can they pray their body moved and they say they speak in something they cannot understand？
十四节彼得就站起来解释了。
In verse 14, Peter explained to
them. 他引用了旧约耶尔先知的话。
And he used what prophet Joel said in the Old Testament.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这是耶尔先知所说的。
This is what prophet Joel said.
神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵加冠还有血气的。
In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
诸位请注意，这是末后。
And so last days, we need to note this.
主耶稣的时代是末日的起头。
The time of Jesus is the beginning of the last days.
我们现在才是真正的末后。
And nowadays, now time, it is the last days.
所以我们如果现在没有看到大家跟以前一样的那个情形，你要觉得很奇怪才对。
And if we do not witness what we have read here, then we shall feel as strange.
因为到我们已经到末后的时期了，因为以色列已经复国了，无花果已经花芽长叶了
because,
主耶稣要来了。
Because we're in the last days, that the Israelites, the country of Israel has been reestablished.
神说在末日来之前呢，以色列国要先复国了哦。
And because God has told us before He comes, the country of Israel will be once again established.
都在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Then in the last days, I'll pour my spirit on all people.
十八节。
18.
那日我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人跟使女。
And I'll pour my spirit on my servants and men and women.
二十节。
Verse 20.
日头要变黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都是在主大而明显的日子未到以前。那时候还求告主名就必得救，所以这个现象是主大而可畏日子未到之前一定要发生的。
And so this phenomenon will come prior to the fearsome day of the returning of God.
今天很多朋友说他们得到圣灵。
So many people claim that they have the Holy Spirit.
但是他们说这是一个 state of mind， 就是心里一个感受而已。
But they say this is a state of mind. This is something we feel in the heart.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
But this is not what's recorded in
the Bible. 我们看二章三十三节。
Verse 33.
他必被神的右手高举，又从父受了手应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。圣灵浇灌下来的时候，是看得见、听得见的。
And so we see this is something that we can see and something we can hear.
所以感谢主，今天来我们当中。
So thank God that today you're amongst us.
我们都弟兄姐妹都得到这个圣灵的浇灌。
And many brothers and sisters also receive this pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
今天神是信实的。
Today God is a faithful God.
只要你承认他存在。
If we know that He exists.
只要你愿意用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
If we worship Him with truth and spirit.
你跟我们将一起祷告。
If we kneel down to pray.
你第一句话讲奉耶稣圣名祷告。
First of all, you say in the name of the Lord Jesus.
再来讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And we pray and then you just say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
其实你什么都可以讲啦。
Actually, you can say anything.
但是这句话是最好最神是喜。神是值得我们赞美的话，哈利路亚就是赞美主耶稣的意思。
But hallelujah, means to praise God.
所以你只要赞美神呢、啊。
As long as we praise our God,
你一定会有体验的。
You will have some experience.
尤其当你信主之后，这是应许给那些受过洗的人呢、啊。
Especially after you believe, this is a promise to those who believe.
所以我们现在凭着信心到神面前来祷告。
Therefore, with faith, we have to come to his presence to pray.
到前面来我们的工人会为你按手祷告。
If you come forward to pray, the workers in the church will lay hand on you.
按手是祝福。
To lay hand on you is to bless you.
是帮助你祷告。
Is to pray.
重要的是你跟神的关系。
To help you pray. What's important is between you and God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
那从扭当 and pray.
同心跪下祷告。
那从扭当 pray.
愿意接受按手的，要求圣灵的，圣灵充满的，请到前面来。
Those who are willing to receive laying on hand, you're welcome to come forward.